How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
What do you have to say to fans right now that are just growing more and more frustrated with this team? And obviously, I can imagine it's been frustrating for you. But what can you tell the fans out there to reassure them that we're really trying to fix the team?
Well, I think, first of all, for the fans, we feel their pain. And we feel pretty much like they feel. We control the situation better. And we also feel confident that we'll be able to get it back on track. And that's what we're trying to do. Because we hear their voices. And I can tell you, to a man, with the players and the staff, we're all feeling about the same. And we're trying to find solutions to get this thing back on the right track. So we feel their pain. We're hoping they still support us in the next game. And we expect to be a lot better in the next game.
Dustin Byfuglien in a forwards jersey today, is that a solution?
Well, we're not sure what it'll happen with Buff, but if he's in there for the game, then we will be the ones that determine that that would be the best thing for us to get us a win, to get us on track. So we'll see you tomorrow. We were short today. We had some body issues today where when we had a number of forwards, we had to kind of get through practice. There's some things that we're looking at doing, and we're just looking at things today. So we'll reassess the situation tomorrow. So if you guys pay attention to practice, maybe you can take a look and see what you think.
Where were those three guys today?
Both Ladd and Wheeler are sick with the flu, and Kaner has a maintenance issue. Did you have another question? Before he interrupted, I could see the passion was coming through there. And don't, you can get an apology from him afterwards. He didn't read it very well, but he's not standing up here.
Yeah, I was just, you know, there's obviously a lot of chatter on social media about what changes
sure.
Being made, right? Everyone has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
As a coach, how much pressure are you under right now? How do you feel?
You know, my pressure doesn't come from I don't look at social media. I don't look at those things. I don't live in that world. I don't feel the pressure from that part. I am a guy that has enough high expectations of the job that I want to do for this team and this franchise. And so that's what I focus on. I mean, do I feel any more pressure today than I did my first year? I don't know that I do so much. I'm a realist. I understand exactly how things go. So I understand all that stuff because that comes with this job. That's just part of the territory. I understand that stuff. I don't have an issue with that. I'm very confident that we can get this thing turned around, and that's the direction that I go. I have enough to focus on focusing on the task that I'm trying to get done. That's what I focus on. I try not to focus on the negativity surrounding this position. We'll get it turned around. We're going to win here one day. I'm hoping to be here one day. But we are going to win here one day. And then I'll be able to sit here and say, we're winning now. That's going to happen. I'm confident in that. Well, there's different, in all the years I've coached, there's new challenges, and they don't stop. There's new ones. And this is a little bit of a new one, but it is, but it isn't. You know, it's just, it's, you gotta dig deeper, you gotta find deeper. You know, you're dealing with players. I know one thing, the players care. And I like the players as much today as I liked them in September when we first started. I still believe our team is a playoff team. I do not like the way where we are right now. I do not like the way we're playing right now. Neither do they. So I think the thing is I know they want to play better. And I think that's, to me, when we're talking about change, that's clearly the change we have to make. We can talk about other changes and all the other things, but clearly... You know, we have to play better. We have to do things a lot better. And that process has started, and we're going to try to do this again. And it'll get done. We hope that it'll get done when we play Columbus. That's the goal.
Do you have meetings upon meetings, or do you just kind of keep it simpler?
The process is a little bit different. It's not the same all the time, you know. I mean, I'm not going to get into exactly what we do, you know, because, you know, I've done a lot of coaching this year as I've done other years. I mean, players get sick of listening to you and meetings and what more meetings and stuff. So you can't just keep pounding the same stuff down. We've got to do some things. So we're looking at different things, and I think we got a handle on what we want to get done here. We need to be a lot better, and clearly we all know that. I don't have a problem with the room. I don't have a problem with our leadership group. Their hearts are in the right place. They're feeling the same pain as everyone else. They're feeling the frustration. They're feeling all the negative emotions, the anger. They're not happy with themselves. There's not a lot of joy. There's not a lot of ha-ha in their world. That's clear. That's clear to me, you know. But we have to move past that. So I'm happy with the room. I think they're doing their part. They're like me in a lot of ways. They're searching for answers, and I'm trying to provide the answers, and I'm trying to provide the answers with a sense of focus. And we are going to focus for the time being on tomorrow, a practice day, trying to get better, and then we'll, you know, with the opponent in mind, and we're going to try and focus on that game against Columbus, and that'll be our focus. So we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves. We know where we are in the standings. We know where we are with the points, and we know we've got a ways to go. You know, I can't give it to you any clearer than that. But I'm happy with the room. I'm not going to sit there and tell you, oh, they're not doing their part. They are doing their part. It's the direction that that I give them. That's where we have to get together and try and get this thing together. No, like I said, I like our group. But, you know, one thing you got to understand is we don't have bad people, you know, and it's not like that this is something they're trying to do. These are things that happen in teams. I've played on teams that this has happened, and it is frustrating. Whew. You know, so they're not bad people, and they're trying to do the right things. There's things that are stopping us from performing that I've got to try to get it back going again. It'll happen. We'll get it going again. It'll get going.
It's only a matter of Sadiguchi. You didn't use him very much the other night. What's missing from his game? Have you spoken to him yet? Last one, guys.
I spoke with him briefly today. We'll have another conversation again tomorrow. I like Devin. Devin's a good person. Got some good skill. What I want from him is what I want from all the players, and that's to try to get their A game. That's really what I want. I want to try to get the best that I can out of him, and I think he wants that too. So that's the direction. I've got to be able to try to help him with his direction in his game. And when you're unhappy, I mean, you know, I don't want to continue down the same road, but he's not a bad guy either, so we'll get it together. And there's some things I'd like to see him do a little bit different, but I'd rather keep that in-house with him.
Could I do a quick follow-up on injury updates? I haven't heard you asked about a bunch of guys recently, so could we go through quickly Postma?
Sure. Postma, my understanding, Postma's getting close to practicing with us, okay? So he's been skating, no contact. So we're waiting for him to be cleared to get contact, which should take, you know, that's going to be probably, I'm not sure what that is, the 5 days, 7 days afterwards of contact when he starts to practice with us. Jim Slater's feeling quite a bit better. I don't know where he's at percentage-wise, but it's above 50%, at least from skating-wise, so he's getting to be a little bit closer as well. Klitsum is still out there. It's a slow process with him. Not close, no. It's not close. We have to wait for some things with him. It's he's quite frustrated there. So he's not able to do very much with his situation. Halaschuk, pardon?
On track?
Halaschuk is, I believe he's a few weeks away. There's some things that he can't do. He can't turn his wrist yet, and he's not cleared, but he has been skating. So he's a little ways away as well. Are we talking 2 weeks? Somewhere in that vicinity. Some of these guys, we'd like to see it come back before we go into the break. Am I missing anybody?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good day.